This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
At some point, most of us dream about making it, doing whatever it is we always wanted to do. Whether that's climbing the ladder at Goldman Sachs, writing the great American novel, or whatever. But make it or not, even the attempt can be a struggle. Jess Walter's latest novel, Beautiful Ruins, it's called, is about that dream and the struggle to get there. Characters both here and abroad in a story told over 50 years who aim high but fall short in the end. The one thing that ties them together is the movie business. Jess, it's good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't want to start this on a downer, but this is your second book in a row. We had you on for The Financial Lives of Poets a couple of years ago. This is your second book in a row of career dreams that don't really pan out.
Are there any other kind of career dreams?
I don't know. Mine worked out, all right.
Maybe it's just a novelist job. You usually are sort of courting heartbreak when you're a novelist. But I think it is a generational moment in which we're wondering what the American dream is and what's left for the second generation, this period of sort of diminishment, I think, of expectation. You know, I think the giant houses are shrinking back. You know, I feel like we might be in this period of sort of more reasonable expectations. So maybe it isn't that they're diminished, but that they were too grand at one time. Yeah. We expected to have it all in some way.
This is a book, actually, that goes back to, you know, the period when America was on the rise, 1962, and Americans abroad, and we were it, man.
Yeah, I've so drawn to that period. I drive a 1963 Lincoln Continental convertible.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it have suicide doors or regular
doors? It has suicide doors, yeah. The only unfortunate thing is that it's painted orange right now. But it's,
all right, you got to fix that.
And it gets 9 miles to the gallon of premium with a little STP added just to keep it going. But, yeah, I love that period of time. Especially when you're writing about Hollywood, it's a period in which America is only ascendant. You know, You can't imagine anything else. And there's a great romance that period, which is why the novel begins in Italy in 1962 with this American actress.
Yeah, there is romance. There's America ascendant. There's you can see this book.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, why the movies?
I sort of had a grand sweeping view of this whole thing, and the title Beautiful Ruins refers to the characters, to the locations, to just about everything. But it's also kind of the ruins of America and looking at what did we produce? You know, if archaeologists come along 500 years from now, it might just be our movies that they look at. This was, you know, the entertainment industry is the thing we export to the rest of the world. And so thematically, that's why. As far as characters, when you think about ambition, you think about every character in this novel is someone who tells the story of themselves. And it's a bit of self-deception. It's a bit of public relations. But they're all engaged in telling some version of themselves, which is such an American pursuit. We don't just live our lives now. We sort of narrate them on Facebook and Twitter and look at what I'm doing. Here's what I'm doing. And that seemed to me a byproduct of living our lives. If you ask an American, what does your life resemble? Without any prompting, most of them will say a movie. That's the metaphor they'll choose, is my life is a movie. I mean, I think it's kind of our national religion without us even seeing it.
It seems to me there are two things in this world that have a unique capacity to make you unhappy, right? One is love.
Right.
And the other one is work.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think that's right. And most of the people I meet in Hollywood, it's a fascinating place, and I don't know it well. I drop in every once in a while.
he says nonchalantly.
And I meet people who really got into this business as a creative outlet. Most people I meet want to make something great. They grew up on The Godfather, or Serpico, or, you know, Apocalypse Now, and they want to make something great. And there's this system in place that no one seems to like, and you wonder then, why is the system there? You know, why do all these people who want to make something great keep getting chewed up by a system that seems beyond their control?
Jess Walter. His new book is called Beautiful Ruins. We've got an excerpt on our website. It's marketplace.org/thebigbook. Jess, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.